Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Carson Anderson radio program. I am Doug Carson. That is Scott the Gator Anderson. Scott, how are you today? What's that? Is there anything other than the Michigan State game, or is there something else bothering you?
No, that's about it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Look, I want to start with this. Had a chance to walk around a little bit on Saturday. Bravo. We talked about the hosts and the visitors.
Yep.
I saw a lot of amicable tailgating going on, and I talked to a number of people that said there were gracious hosts and gracious guests. There were, obviously not everybody all the time, but I saw plenty of it. And for those of you that did it, well done. And like Gibby gets out there and gets honored, and I look out the window and I look down, and there's some Michigan fans below us. They're standing cheering for him. So, you know, there's. It was some really cool moments, just a celebration of football in our state. And everybody talked about the drone show. I didn't see it because of where it was, in proximity to where our booth was. But so there was some cool stuff, some positive stuff about the experience. I'll just say that.
Yeah, and I would like to hear about the drone show, because when they showed it on TV, it looked awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, these drone shows now that they do are really spectacular, and that was nothing short of spectacular. I'm curious what it looks like if you're there in person. I mean, you know, when it's on TV, you can set the camera at the perfect angle and all this. So I was just curious what it looks like. But it was good nonetheless. The game, it all depends which
yeah,
team
sure.
You're a fan of.
Then, yeah, I
this
got
wasn't
that.
One of these. It wasn't a classic game where both sides can come away going, oh, you know, it was not a classic game.
I think both teams have, both fan bases are looking at the performance and have things to be concerned about. But, at this point, you said something there that intrigued me about the effort made by Michigan State. That did not look like a team that had quit. It did not look like a team that was giving up. In fact, I thought they really showed a lot of fight and effort. Now, here's my question. Do you think that effort would have beat UCLA and that effort would have beat Nebraska? It's impossible to really know.
Right. I think Nebraska, because it wasn't that a closer game, but I'm already,
well, it was closer than UCLA, yes.
I'm already forgetting about games.
I mean, in the end, I think they gave up 38.
It was one score game, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't think it was one score in the end, but maybe it was. They gave up 38 for like three straight games, didn't they?
Something like that.
Yeah. But I mean, final scores can be misleading, right? I mean, you know, a late touchdown or whatever, pull away touchdown.
It's 38-27, so 11 points like this one. UCLA was worse. It was 25 points, which was the same score that it lost to Indiana by. But I mean, here's the thing: like we talked about on Friday, in stages, Michigan State has played very well. They just haven't been able to put it together for four quarters, which sucks. You know, the first half effort against Indiana was really good for Michigan State. They couldn't sustain it in the second half, and Indiana really is one of the class teams in college football, which is crazy to say, but it's true. I thought they came back with that effort Saturday night against Michigan. I mean, things could have gone all to hell. Three plays into the game, Aiden Childs fumbles. Michigan's got the ball, and the defense is like, okay, we're going to do what the best we can. And they did. They did a great job. They did a great job in limiting damage. And I was pretty happy with the defensive effort for the most part. The problem is, as has been, Michigan State has this propensity or a compulsion. I don't know if it's in their DNA or whatever the hell it is, to make the stupid, to do dumbass things, to respond in an emotional way to a situation that needs to be devoid of the emotion. And whether it's, you know, blocking somebody at the line of scrimmage who's 10 yards away from the play that doesn't see it coming that you're going to get a penalty for, or if it's because you're at the goal line and somebody's on his back, the defensive lineman's on his back, and an offensive lineman who comes in for a play because the other guy, you know, had to come out for a play, and the defensive player grabs the offensive lineman's face mask, and the offensive lineman, instead of just dealing with it, decides he's going to do like what looks like a karate punch and then stops three quarters of the way, but it doesn't matter because the motion's already there. The referee's going to throw a flag. It's easy to see. Then you've got the wide receiver tangling up with the defensive back, and you could certainly argue that the defensive back should have been called for the penalty for throwing the wide receiver to the ground, but then the wide receiver lands on top and stands over him and taunts, and of course you're going to get a penalty. It's just dumb stuff, let alone the false starts, the illegal formations that you get, the pre-snap penalties that you can't have that you have and you're still having. So that part is really infuriating because it just has not changed. It's, you know, when you see losses to teams you don't want to lose to, you can always point to penalties and see what did you do to screw it up. And Michigan State, by and large, does it all the time. And it's just maddening to see this happen continually.
Well, look, I mean, there's kind of two topics. There's the 2025 season, and then there's the future. And as far as the 2025 season is concerned, you know, that's the reason why I asked that question, was the effort that they have shown really, I mean, kind of in the last 2 weeks. Like the UCLA game was the one where people were really questioning whether or not they were giving up on the season or they had quit. And I tell people all the time, I'm not around that. I feel uncomfortable making strong accusations like that, given that I don't cover the team. I'm not around them. I'm not sure what the tenor in the building is, because I know so much more about like what's going on in Ann Arbor. But at the end of the day, I heard that a lot. And then after watching Indiana and watching Michigan, I'm like, that does not look like a team that is quitting. Now, maybe that's irrelevant because of the net product of what's being put out when you look at the big picture. But I mean, you are in the camp of you don't want to see them lose to get the coach fired. Some people do. Is his fate already sealed no matter what happens the rest of the season? I don't know. The financial aspect of it is one that is in consideration here of what can be afforded and what can't.
Well, I don't think it really is anymore. I mean, we just saw Brian Kelly get let go, and there's $54 million left on that contract that they'll negotiate and figure out.
Did you hear what happened down there during the game? I'm sorry to interrupt.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You bring up Brian Kelly. According to Ross Dillinger, I believe it was with Yahoo, there were people walking around the suites during that game saying, how much will you pay to get rid of him? Like, that's during the game in the stadium. There have donors saying, how much will you pay to get rid of him? And that ends up in the governor's office and them discussing, you know, how do we get rid of this guy? So, yeah, sorry to interrupt.
It's okay. Yeah. Look, do I believe this story? I don't know. I don't know if I care. I think that's something that probably has been, they've been talking about Brian Kelly for a while. So all of a sudden have it come to a head on Saturday's game. I don't know. Whatever. But as far as buyouts are concerned, colleges can afford buyouts. The Big Ten has this massive contract they've signed. There's talk of this other business deal, the billion-dollar business deal, whatever the hell it is. They have money to go ahead and buy anybody out. Any school, most schools do. And Michigan State isn't any different. They can afford to do it if they want to do it. And it's also, it's not like it's $100 million. I think it's, what, $30 million? Yes. It could be $20 million if you wait another year or whatever the case is. And I'm not necessarily saying wait another year. I'm actually not in that camp. I don't think this team's responding to the coach. I'm just saying I don't need to make an announcement today to do it. You can afford to wait till next Sunday if you want, or hell, wait till the end of the season. I don't really care, because like I said to Jim and John in the crosstalk, if Michigan State's going to let go of Jonathan Smith, I think they know right now. I think they know right now. So they're not going to get behind the eight ball and be last to the party in terms of finding a head coach, because they can already make those, they can already have those discussions going on right now. Because as you know and I know, all this stuff goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah, much of it. Yeah.
So that I don't worry about. The cycle of coaches, you know, it get in line, because there's so many better programs that have openings right now. And would you get the best coach? It's all about fits anyway. I don't think some of these coaches, I don't think, would even consider Michigan State to begin with. So I'm not sure about that. And, you know, what changes next year? I don't know. You got to wait for another high profile coach that you really love to get fired. Are there coaches like that you think are on the chopping block right now? I don't know. I think it's, I've got a dream scenario that I'd like to see happen, but I don't think there's any way in hell it would happen with Michigan State.
You want to propose it on the air?
Sure.
All right, we'll get to that coming up. It's Carson Anderson. Hey, Champ and Chump, get your votes in for Champ and Chump on the weekend. We'll have our nominations today at 10:35. Get your Champ and Chump votes in, and we tally up the votes and post on our website on Tuesday. Who? The Carson Anderson audience, the 10-2 audience vote as Champ and Chump of the weekend. It's a Monday staple here on Carson Anderson. We want your votes now. So text them, call in. 96.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.